The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes gathered together unto him there by the sea.
Art thou going to speak to this multitude, Master?
I am, Peter.
What are we to do, Master? The people are many. They crowd so closely there is not room enough for all to see and hear thee.
Secure a boat, Peter, and bring it hither. Row a short way out into the bay, Peter, and there anchor the boat.
Yes, Master.
James, Matthew, John. Yes.
The four of us will row. Is this far enough, Master?
It is, Peter.
Throw out the anchor, Andrew.
And Jesus sat in the boat, and the multitude stood on the shore. And when Jesus turned toward the multitude to speak unto them, they became very quiet. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying,
Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seeds.
You look tired, Father. What did you do today?
I sowed grain all day.
Oh, I'd like to watch and see the first signs of the grain coming up through the ground.
The bursting forth of new grain is a miracle of God, performed through his sunshine and rain and his great creative power.
Father, today I saw the birds eating some of the seeds you planted.
Yes, dear, the birds do eat seeds that fall by the wayside.
The seeds are starting to grow, Father. Father, some of the new blades of grain withered and died today. Why?
Yes, my daughter, I noticed it too. The seeds fell on stony ground and had no deepness of earth to grow in. And when the sun was up, the blades were scorched and withered. They had not deep roots.
Oh.
And the seeds that fell among the thorns, they are being choked because the thorns are thicker and more hardy.
And other of the seeds fell into good ground and sprung forth and bore fruit. Some an hundredfold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold.
And Jesus spake unto the multitude another parable, saying,
The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed upon good ground. But when...
Father, the seeds that you planted are starting to grow. I noticed something else coming up, too. Looked like weeds.
Yes, dear, I saw them, too.
What are they?
Weeds, as you suspected.
Why do weeds grow along with the grain?
Well, dear, the night after I planted the good seeds, my enemy came and sowed weed seeds. So they grow among my good seeds.
Are you going to pull up the weeds?
No, my daughter. If I pull up the weeds, I'll also pull up the stalks of wheat. So I'll let them grow together. But on the day of harvest, I'll say to the reapers, Gather together the weeds into bundles and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
After speaking many parables unto the multitude, Jesus sent them away and went into his house. And the disciples came unto him and asked,
Master, why speakest thou unto the multitude by parable?
Because it is given unto you, my disciples, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. The multitudes, seeing, see not, and hearing, hear not, neither do they understand. This people's heart is waxed cold, and their eyes are closed, and their ears are dull of hearing. But at some future time, some of them will remember the parables and see with their eyes and hear with their ears and will understand with their heart, and they will be converted and saved into my kingdom.
Master, we would that thou explain unto us the parables, the seed that fell by the wayside and was eaten by the birds.
When anyone heareth the words of my kingdom and understandeth them not, the evil one cometh and catches away that which was sown in the heart.
The seed sown in the stony places, Master.
The same is he who heareth the word and receiveth it, yet hath he not root in himself. When cometh tribulation or persecution, he is offended and withereth away. He also that received the seed among the thorns is he that heareth and believeth. But the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful.
Then, of course, the seed that fell on good ground and brought forth a bountiful harvest must represent thy words, which are heard and obeyed by those who love God.
That is so, Peter. See thou that thy heart is as the good ground.
Declare unto us, Master, the parable of the weeds in the field.
He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the weeds are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that soweth them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the weeds are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of the world. The angels shall gather them that do iniquity and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them.